letter here from the Committee of Rural Development is meant that as us and Culture TV, I'm not sure DG at a national level. I tried to get it with the minister, but he will come because he's supposed to come on this issue of the native land at, you know, that property. We are part of that as us and Culture, and I think we are part of that as us and Culture.
From Bipoko,
Coffee from Northern Cape, Mabunda from Limpopo, Chipayela. I'm not sure if I come from yes, I think from Gauteng Service from Eastern Cape, but I don't know what you're doing. But I know it goes well from the Eastern Cape. You've got Honorable Father Bell, who is from Gauteng. And that's the journey. I'm also still on a corporate language. You've got Honorable Father Bell, who's from Gauteng, from Rustenburg. You've got Honorable Musweli from Bazulu Natal. You've got Japan, he's from Umtata in the Eastern Cape. You've got the research of the CA there. I don't know his name, he didn't tell me, but welcome to the meeting. So I hope you don't give them answers and questions. You've got Mall. Onjani Abuvit. Your phone and cell phone service number is from the office of the speaker. He's the advocate for the phone. So what is the issue with the visa? It was there on my PA at the back from me in the Western Cape. Well, Tiffany at the back there, Tiffany is a lady from Kenya. She doesn't know who was supporting the election, so I've been asking her. And Tiffany is about whatever else you say in the community. It's recorded. So, to start off, Marco, Mama, and we are recorded. And then you have Umkobi, our campaign advisor, and from KZN, you've got Fiona, who are research and professional from here, from Los Angeles. You've got Joyce Malavasev, Daisy, the community assistant from Los Angeles. The one that's sitting next to me is Gal. She's from Google. Any other member that I've missed out? I'm just doing it in case for those who are coming here for the first time. Those are those who are writing up letters, we don't even know how to do it. You know, thank you. Doctor, speaking in? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee for this opportunity again to brief the Portfolio Committee on the progress that we've made and the frank assessment of the issues on the issue of the turnaround. Again, as this committee had indicated, I've come with all the council members who could make it. Next to me is Deputy Chairperson Irene Mafune, and right behind me is Moses Makwene, who is representing Mpumalanga. Then I have David Ngaiseng, who is the chair of the HR committee. And we do have Babu Togoda, who is also right behind. Next to him is Dave Mitchell, the chair of Audit and Risk Committee. We also have the acting CEO, Mabato Ramaphosa, and she will introduce when she speaks to the presentation some of the executive members. We brought as many of them as possible. As you have seen, Dumisani Spai, you have seen the head of corporate services, Komi, seen the company secretary, Ms. Malkas, and the CFO, Kathy Moses. Let me start again by thanking this portfolio committee. Just in case we may not have the opportunity, the term that we have is coming to an end in the next few months. Just want to say thank you for the guidance and the support that we've had during that period. And for me, I have learned a lot from the experience, and I have also signaled to the department that I will not coming back. I've made my little mark, and also to indicate, Chair, it would be my request, as you also preempted the presentation, that let any other matter which may have come across and any communication challenges, it's my plea not to eclipse the work that has been done in the turnaround, and I would plead that if there is a way of resolving those, as I've indicated even in the phone calls to say, I would be happy if you meet, assist, and help in resolving any one of those things. So it would still be my plea that if there is a way of dealing with the matters, closing those issues, let's do that, because ultimately the issues beforehand are way too weighty and we're in a very sensitive stage of the turnaround. Also, in the presentation itself, I just wanted to correct one little thing. It might have had the name, I don't know which one was sent to you, of the CEO, but it's just an organizational document. We're trying very much to institutionalize than to personalize, as managers made input, counsel made input. Then the other point I wanted to make is simply to say that we had said the turnaround that we're dealing with, if we are to deal conclusively with the problems that SARA is facing, must not and should not just focus on the audit queries that were raised. Because there are certain issues and challenges that SARA has faced over a long period since its establishment from the Monuments Council, which was the predecessor organization. In every one of the presentations that we made, we have highlighted some of these issues. I do want us to foreground them, even as we deal with the audit issues and the immediate turnaround issues. The first one of those, we said that we came to be a council filling a vacuum of 18 months when there was no council, must not be repeated, because it creates a lot of problems. And most of the audit issues that are raised are legacy issues which were created by that vacuum. Let when one council leaves, there must be a seamless transition handover, and also there must be no vacuum where a CEO alone has both council and CEO powers. The second one, we've raised the issue, and we've consistently raised that issue of resourcing of SARA. And we're hoping that the department will speed up the process of the costing of the act, because what you get at the moment is way, way below what the mandate suggests we should be. The third issue we said, and we continue to say, is that the filling of the positions was one of the things. Each time we reported here, we said the filling of the CEO position, the filling of the senior management position is part of the turnaround. But of course, there have been correspondences to suggest that we should not do some parts of that, and as such I would be happy, as council we are open to any guidance, but any guidance that we will take, we would make a plea. A CEO who is appointed, as our advert sought to say, should be a person who has a heritage experience and a heritage background, and should also be a person who is respected amongst the peers in the sector having a proven leadership record. Because we have identified that as one of the problems in the past, as we've always said last year, and we have said this year, that any misdeployment of, did I use the word deployment? Any misappointment in this case could set Sara, a few generations back, precisely because it's a highly specialized area. You have archaeology, you have paleontology, you have to deal with the meteorites, we have to deal with all heritage issues. So that is the position to say, even as we advise each other on how we go on the CEO thing, that's a fundamental principle that we have raised last year and we're raising now. The other issue that we raise, and we will continue to raise even with the department, is when council is in place, that let's do everything to make sure that it's not bypassed in the dealings with the department, because sometimes you find that some staff members would actually, as we reported last year, go to the department, say we've done this and we've done that, but again, we are happy that the department has responded to such issues of protocol. One objective factor that you will see in this report as it is presented is that the disclaimers and the audit queries that were raised were dealt with them quite effectively. And our preliminary indication is that our audit findings will be more favorable and more improved than they were last year. But made an undertaking then that if they came, the state would have no moral standing as the council to continue, and we still stand there. That's why we have spared no effort in making sure that there is an improvement. We crafted the turnaround, we conceptualized the turnaround, and we continue to do oversight over the turnaround. But there are two things in the process of the turnaround that were raised with management, which may not necessarily be amplified in the document. The first one, SARA is a wounded organization which has had a very nasty experience. The healing process will, among others, include making sure that the new managers and the old staff members, there is a chemistry and complementarity between them, because very easily the two can argue with each other. The second one is to say, even where we're brought in consultants, we ought to make sure that there is an organic involvement of staff members, because consultants do come and they leave, and as they leave, the custodians of anything that they do should be the staff members. And as such, we've been at pains to say whatever the consultants are doing, let the staff members and the managers be part of the exercise organically linked. We are also having a meeting that we will have as the council with staff members, all of them, so that we can engage each other in a workshop and they can tell about their own experiences unhindered. And that in itself will also assist us to further improve the process. We are public servants, we are not perfect servants. That's why we often try to improve on whatever we're doing. We are going ahead with the simply indicating that the turnaround is more profound than just the audit queries which the document may find itself responding to. It's a long term, and it's a very broad foundation that we must have. With those few words, not so few, I would like to ask the CEO to make a presentation, and where CFO is needed, be it in the presentation or in the responses, we will be able to do that. But again, I want to appeal to this portfolio committee, honorable members, honorable chair, that on the issue that you alluded to, if there is a space, because I don't think it is in our interest to have a confrontation of the portfolio committee, let that issue be resolved. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. The chair has already touched a lot of the background with regards to the strategy. And I think the document itself, because we did present in March, it was an update as from what we did present in March. Now, when we look at what where we are now, since we presented, I think I want to tell the honorable members that as far as the turnaround is, and we are really making progress, we have now filled all approved posts that we had, and also that we have one that is still outstanding, that is an HR executive. But we are in process of also filling that one. We have identified that we had a lot of policies that were old. That is why we had a disclaimer at the end last year. And we have updated all those policies and also developed new ones that were not there in Sarah. Previously, the chair indicated the issue of the relocation of the head office to China. That we have engaged the department, and the minister approved the relocation of the head office to China. On Friday, we were meeting with the class, the HODs, and the chairpersons to discuss the transfer of movable assets. Because as far as we've got a lot of assets that are sitting in storages in the provinces, and those are still in our assets register books, so we want to transfer those to the provinces. And now that they are willing to accept, we'll be discussing that on Friday. With the bench that we had in the organization, we had to go and recruit expert teams to come and assist in the different sections. Under finance, we had a team from Archimedes that is assisting us. And with regards to the issue of property, we requested the property firm that contracted to assist us with the strategy in terms of how we're going to deal with the properties going forward. With the organization development, we've got civil rights that is doing that. And with forensic audit, we have just appointed UBEX that will be starting now in June. Around issues of finance turnaround, most of the prior statements in finance statement disclaimer have been corrected. And as the chair was saying, we are really confident that we will not have a disclaimer this way. Unfortunately, we started late with the audit, but we still are planning to go for the clean audit, even though it might be ambitious. The filing systems have been improved to enable improved safeguarding of documents and provisioning of audit training. It has been realized that in last year, one of the things that led to this claim was that there was no documentation, and that itself made our data not credible. Internal controls have been enhanced to enable improved financial management, and these controls include monthly reconciliations for accounts and expense management. The financial statements have also been prepared and submitted on time on the 1st of May. Project bank accounts have been analyzed and reconciled with the bank accounts and the liability accounts. The last time that we were at the portfolio committee, some of the questions that we raised were around the many bank conditions that are linked to those bank accounts can be lifted, then we can also close those accounts. The CFO is currently drafting the investment policy, which would guide the investment opportunities that can be leveraged from the trust and unit funds that we have discussed. With regards to the SCM, assets were also one of the biggest findings that we had last year. And with regards to asset verification, we have now performed a physical verification of all of agents' assets. This included even those that are in the provinces. We have identified obsolete assets or assets that are not in use and we've been stripping them off. We've identified assets that were not on the register and brought them on the register and also on the trial balance. We have reassessed the useful life of our assets and we're cutting down to zero rent, which we're still in use and prepared a prior period error. We have reassessed the residual and useful life of all our assets and we've recorded a change in the estimates. We've verified in 2011, 2012, and the 2012, 2013 additions prevented to support the invoices. We've also scrutinized our expense accounts and identified any additional assets that were not capitalized, and we've corrected the depreciations and balanced the asset register to the GA. With regards to the irregular and business expenditure, the SCM unit was capacitated by contract workers because we only had two people in that unit, while there was a redesign project in progress. Irregular and business expenditure was investigated from 2009 2010, and this was done through a vigorous review of all the payment batches and all the payments. The prior balances were adjusted to reflect the new cases discovered. Some of the cases were condoned by counsel after thorough analysis of each and every incident. We are currently addressing some of the cases with the responsible ministers. It should have been noted that some of the transactions were considered in the prior years, so most of those people who were involved are no longer in the same organization. We have developed registers for all deviations and report those above 1 million to Mr. Shredder and the Auditor General. With regards to the contract management, we have developed a register of all different contracts. The register is monitored by the SCM manager to monitor contracts that are about to expire. We are currently collecting all the old contracts that did not have signed agreements. Some of those contracts cannot be designated as the services are still going on. With regards to HR, we've assessed all criminal files and ensured that all documentations are in the files. This also should be included in the checklist for each file. What we have discovered was that in all the files of the employees, it's either one document was missing, either the address was not there, either the contract was missing, so we had to go through and do all the files of all the employees in Zara. With regards to leave provisioning, all leave have been reconciled now with the VIP and the ESS system, and it has been updated so that the data now can talk to each other, because before the VIP and ESS were not talking to each other. With regards to freedom of the vacant post, I've already alluded initially that we have already approved, filled all the approved posts. The only one that is still pending, and that's of the executive of the HR. With regards to property turnaround, at the moment we are busy assessing the leases and contracts of all the district properties. We are developing a property strategy that will inform us with regards to the economic values of all these properties. And we are ensuring that all the tenants that are in our properties pay rentals as per their contract. And those that are still owing, we have issued some so that we collect the money to OCHSAR. This is really the status of the leases that we have now in SAR. In the last presentation, we didn't have this detailed list of who is occupying what and from when and when is the leases expiring and how much are they paying. So this Excel spreadsheet is showing the people that are in our
total of those, but it doesn't mean that the Cape Town office will suddenly disappear. It will continue in its presence. So that headquarter discussion is what we tested across the different institutions that were coming to us, and also to deal with the legacy issue that Monuments Council would have been in this part of the world, probably servicing a particular section of the population and the heritage, is not what would necessarily define our trajectory if there were requests otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you, members. I see your name is today. A member, no member, won't be big. I've taken my favorite type of buying food, so I'll have to run out. Because I'm very hungry, and I'm scared of the red out. No one will want to leave. You said you want lunch. I said I've offered myself. In your hand, here you are. No, they will look at us and they'll come to your house. We ain't even got because I think one of the issues that I should raise, maybe you might ask yourself why is that one is agent. Remember, you were supposed to come and present the EPP, but due to the EPCs, then unfortunately, if you are sitting in a certain cluster, you are supposed to attend that EPC. And through those days, our EPC was collecting the data. One of the issues we must ask why is the possible community just doing it? Because SARA is one of our own priority entities, because it's the same as organization as the union. So it's one of those issues when we finish, we will not be able to say now, we found ourselves, things have turned around. So there are those that are a real priority, so that's why we contribute to that. One of the members, we are not the first one. We will ask you what is beyond the people who check the organizational issues. And the sub issues that will also release advocate. We shall receive a travel with me today. There's a letter in front of me, an issue that we have involved with Mr. Sly of Mr. Ntuyende. And I think we had a resolution going from that one. The other one is what I'm saying. You see, what I want to say to SARA management, all of you. When the personal committee comes to parliament, our image, they flood with image. Not only SARA, but any personal committee, even about the DJ, when we started, the other one, the DJ was supposed to be a womanizer in the department. So those are the things that we get. We know what to take, tackle. We know what is the rumor. We know what is the character assassination. What was it? Letter. We know when a person is bitter. You know, if you always find bitter people in that environment, you know that. And one will go and do investigation and they'll write to us. There are some things that we don't entertain. There are things that we do listen to some stage. So there are many things that they write about you, at some stage, you know, that you know, that you don't bring mother to the boyfriend. We get such things, and we, you know, I'm trying to say to you, to me, Dr. Tegan, when you speak about the women, the reaction of some of the employees can be also the state that you also bring, you know. So there are many issues that you get. So there are some of the things I'll give. This one, I think the ninth letter, I would make sure that response to me before they leave. Because the matter has been raised to many times, you don't speak Roman, I did not forward this on people's members, because the matter that has been raised, and I thought it has been closed. And Mrs. Maya, I think you must sit next to us again, Michelle, then we can share the letter together. And with that, I'm not saying that away from us, you victimized. But let's find a
highlighted the name excellent, that means of the works, to me must improve. And then the property name, that then I associate it. This is maybe this type of business, but it's my own thing. The lease, where did it start and where it ended? See the other questions that I want you to show us. Just two or three to indicate those people agreed to pay a rental of so much. But the other question there indicate utility payments for standard. How do we reconcile this? It's only you who knows. But as committee members might not know, to try to think and connect it, it might be a different story altogether. And then the comments there are, well, this one maybe we'll agree when we go ahead. That's what the position is. Oh,
can I ask Kobe to respond, Mr. Manager? If I don't have a question, we are more shocked. We'll just ask those questions. So you ask, it's a question. No, but what is it? You are only asking a question. I know you are under, but the question is coming. So, no. But you didn't interject to me.
Thank you. Chairperson, when it comes to engaging the report, then I know that the person was present and that she couldn't be.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I'm not sure that I want to respond to that one. But I also see an employee of Council. What would you be able to
do? The change to the document that we brought in the previous meeting is. He used to work at Sava, he retired. The comment you will see that the stress by cottages, the update there showing the updates of what are we doing in terms of the eviction processes, that was not in the previous, so we have updated to indicate exactly what the current status is. But in terms of who is in, it has not changed much in the amount.
Now we'll ask, start asking questions. You know, no, you do ask justice when you ask the questions further, because now we cannot continue. If you want to raise it, we will raise it later. We can stay another 30 minutes, an hour, fine. But now, please respect me. Let me not be intimidated, please, because as you are saying that, we will go to the question. Well, the first one. If never, I don't understand it. Sarah will go line by line by line on the, how many were they? Yes. Honorable Farai, Honorable Van Southwick, Honorable Tapani, Honorable Jukai, Honorable Mabunda. He's looking for left. Honorable Honorable Bell, Honorable Sana, and then the follow up will be the last one. Okay. In that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you very much. Thanks for the presentation. Chairperson, I'm conscious about the bill for money. Dr. Sertini touched a skin, right?
Very much the same question as Honourable Orai. I just want to know, in connection with the movable assets, moving assets to provinces, etc., can you just give us a few examples of what type of assets are we talking about here? And then the asset verification. After those obsolete assets have been written off, what happened to them thereafter? I'd like to know that.
your counsel to say thank you for what you have done. You know, USARA is one of the most important institutions. Before you came on board, it was never in that shape. That's why it was just dysfunctional. So I think I must commend you. I'm not sure when your period ends, you know, but it will be very much unfortunate if it can come to an end very soon, because you are still doing very well in turning this institution around. Going further now to the presentation, I must also thank the present management of SARA, because really, when I went through this turnaround, I found a lot of improvement. I think I must first start by saying really this is a job well done so far. And then my first question is under improved financial management, there are accounts that are still recognized. What do you mean by the recognized? Are the accounts that are closed? If that is the case, what happened to the money that was in those accounts? You know, under irregular expenditure, with bullet 2 or with bullet number 5, where you are indicating that some of the managers have already left the organization. Is that a comment? Is this one of the questions? Those that are still in the employ, they must please face the music. Under contract management, there are contracts, you say, therefore, agreements that are not signed. My question now is, are those valid contracts? Are some of those included in the not yet terminated contracts? If that is the case, what do you think about just canceling those contracts? Particularly if there is still a lot of work remaining to be done, because to me, I believe they are just invalid if they are what agreements are not signed. You have in the status of our listing, this is a fraud of the first degree. This is also where you have done a very, very good job to attend to this thing. But the question I'm having now is, are these rendered amounts, because as I said, I've never seen such a first degree fraud, are these other rendered amounts equivalent to the property? Let alone that one rand per year, and talk about these 4,200, have you verified that they are equivalent to the property? Secondly, if you don't have the meters, because they've given reason, not the reason for you paying water and electricity, that you don't have meters, how do you pay, therefore, if you don't have the meters? And if you actually admitted that in your attention that you must attend to it as, you know, as soon as reasonably possible for you to attend to them, because you cannot go on paying water that is being used by other people. And my last question now is about Mr. Petros Talek Dreyer, who is paying 1 rand per year, and the contract has just been renewed, the lease has just been renewed. My question now is, when was this contract renewed, and when does it end? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
ayilindelanga ingaphinde iyenzeke loo nto. Okulandelayo, kukhona indawo apha ngesilungu ibekwe uba kuthiwa all approved posts have been filled and also contract workers have been recruited in areas of great need. Ananabi kangako ngo-great need, zeziphi ezi ke zingeyo-great need zingaxelwayo? Ibingumdla wethu uba sizazi nazo ukuba zizezi ke zona. Enye indawo kukhona ibhuleti ethi developing a property strategy that will inform us with regards to the economic values of all these properties. Sikude kangakanani ke ukudevelopha loo property strategy ngoku ukwenzela uba sikwazi ukugetisa kuyo ngexesha elililo, siqiniseke into yokuba akho mbuphenelazayo kodwa ke kusisithembiso esixelelweyo yokuba iyawube irethe ngexesha elithile. Nantenye ibhuleta isithi issued summons for those still owning SARA. Ngexesha ke sekukhutshwe ezo summons, ingaba njengoba sithetha nje umcimbi umindawoni ngokweresponse nokwemovement kuloo mbandela babini benzima ko. chairperson, Sara shouldn't have been in this mess. And my conclusion is, some way, somehow, somebody allowed it to degenerate to the state it was. I'm very glad Dr. Fenny and all the other people picked up the pieces and the pebbles to put it again together. But why did this happen? Who allowed this to happen? Under the eyes of Parliament, under the eyes of the public, under everyone's eyes. And since I came to this committee, and even when since I came to Parliament in 2009, this is the moral of the story, listening to turnaround strategies. We've spoken to this Dr. Fenny in the past, why all this turnaround? Sorry for that. But we are turning around all the time. And I want to state it directly in this committee. It's not this committee's fault for the failure of Sara. But someone has to take responsibility now. And I think, because of this mess in so many entities, the ANC government must take responsibility for this. Just for the start. I can, because we are busy with politics. We are busy with politics. We are busy asking questions of the state of this state institution. And this is all about politics. We are public representatives, and we are here to represent the people of South Africa. And listen carefully, Chairperson. I think I've kept quiet long enough about this whole story. And we... No, can I just finish? I will ask it now. And we must reach a point where people answer the question. Because the public, wherever they are, will ask the same questions. Somebody must take responsibility. I'm glad things are...
empty there alongside the sea or whatever, it being
huge value on those studies. Thank you.
And also the CFO position. Then I asked myself, why
run water under the bridge because we as a committee were not even aware. And here, on the issue of the CEO, the committee made a recommendation. So we can't even, I don't know why we come to Parliament Chairperson and sitting here, we discuss reports, we make recommendations, and then the next time you hear that people just say something else, then we're wasting really the taxpayers' money in this particular parliament. On the issue of the bank accounts, for me, as Linda Moss, trading by Raisa for South Africa, for me, I'm very curious to know what was in that account. Every person receiving a bank statement is left a bank account. I'm really curious to see that bank account of the last financial year of that bank account. Well, although it's closed now, what? But I want to see because there was a lot of things happening in Tara. So I want to see it so that I can really say, yes, at least now when I can finish next year, I can do it. So I want to see that financial statements of those who can't never mind if they close or not, you can ask for the bank for that statement if you don't need it. The issue of the leases. Yes, I hear that on the issue of the turnaround strategy document, as you said, it was developing a property strategy towards the value of all these properties. We cannot only just develop policies and policies. If the department that don't have a property policy, that this entity will fall under that can look in that policy. So that you're not starting from scratch. Because if you're starting from scratch, you will make use of consultants and they might go in to consultants. You must look what the department has and then use that product for this entity. Chairperson, lastly, on the issue of those two last pages, why I was asking for the previous two pages, because I don't have a good one. To see what you say in that paper and what we have in front of us, so that I can compare what progress was made. That's why I was asking to see what is in the previous, because for me, according I see here, progress has been made. And then you can say, yes, this people really from March, it's now June, they really do the utmost best to turn around this issue. Make an example. Before 1994, in public works, the previous government people, they taking out leases quickly before we go to 1994, and they take out 99 years lease agreements. That's why the government in the democracy can do nothing because it's 100 years lease agreement. So we must change this thing. If you say in page 2, then if people have lease agreement in 1983, 1980, 1981, and I mean that the lease agreement can expire 2005, so what is the problem that this thing must never be addressed? Why? Why should it never be addressed? Then lastly, my question will be, what makes the standards different from each other? Because you said renew this. Then you said eviction process started. I really want to get clarity what made Mr. So-and-so better than the other one, if I can put that like this. So really, this is really long overdue. I will be going to the workshop on the 7 and 8 on the issue of the land reform. Thank
not wrong with having us here. You have to be up. Okay, thank you. I think I concur with all the questions that have been asked, and ever since that Dr. Tigan, this is one of our priority, I would say, institution, you know. My question would be on basically on what Honorable Moss said. Unfortunately, I was not here on the meeting on the 20th, although I know I came late. I came late, I was not feeling well, but looking at the slides now that were presented to us, it's not a racial question, but it's a fact. I see that all of the people, at least the white people, the only African that is there is that former SARA employee. So that means he has the inside information. That's the best way he could have found. So how are we going to level issues? I'm trying to understand. This one's already important. I'm not sure whether can be clarified to me to a clarified in that meeting, but I want to know what the other question is around the one else. What is happening? Maybe it's one of the issues. I must say, the other question that I want to ask is that if there are contract workers, I want to check if there were. Maybe I never look at the papers. I never saw the contract, the advertisements on contract workers. Maybe I should be present about whether it is me or I missed out on them. When it was presented to us, it was told that the acting CEO was brought for a turnaround, and the senior posts were filled, maybe one that is left. Are you telling me all the people who have been employed don't have the capabilities of assisting the turnaround? Because now, I see there are about four consultants that are coming. And because I do my homework, who's the whole world in Ultimate? I didn't see any difference in what they're doing. And that's just to correct them. But I'm not thinking with Ultimate. Firstly, the way their website is, it sent me a wrong message. The management there is white, all of them are white, and the executive board. Then the next thing, when there's a slide that is moving, they show black voices on. So it's really, every person wants it, marketing. It's like black people don't know anything. No, it's my own argument. You can go with maybe for a website that opens for you. It's white people have the same, it's only just black people not having their faces, are moving up and down. Maybe it is a message that is sent. I have a challenge with that. Grand conference as well, you know, the whole house doesn't have a lot of information about the stuff. We need these things to be changed because they get us into trouble at some stage, you know. So I'm really concerned about the use of consultants, because when we brought Maraputo board, or to say, her expertise will help us. I know she already has a present expertise, but I'm just saying that we brought a new HR sales on board, we brought a new CFO on board. So I'm just trying to understand, make us understand what are the consultants doing, you know. I want to check if Sarah, you've got properties, is that your investment, and how much is it used for us as a FSA? How I can't remember, I think, you know. Okay. This is a general question that I'll always say. Based on, I think, the issue of the movement from the office from maybe this year also in Asara and Bosan. Moving of offices from, what do you call this, Western Cape to Gauteng. I was moving because I know you said, you wish to say that maybe central will be. So I can't just think to be the most detailed office because it doesn't depend. I'm just asking that on an issue. I don't think human issues, the human issues, what you call it, human must, I mean, I'm not, no, they say human must have the word for it. What about then, what is going to happen? Because I think you might not answer the question fully, but this woman wants to know the thing. But I just want to check, the last time to that weekend, I raised the issue of unions. Do we have unions here? No, I was present of the union. I've asked it before, because you see, if you don't bring them on board, you'll be methane, have you brought them on board at all? If you don't, you cannot do any, by law, you can't do any restructuring, any change, anything in an institution without involving them. I think that one, your scholar, you know that. You can't, because there has been some communication about unhappiness. Obviously, you know, in any meeting that doesn't ask the members what they are talking about, but I think some of the issues that we are raising them on the post, because you cannot take certain decisions without involving the union, because that would mean that us will be overriding the legislation of South Africa. But that's the point that I want to raise. I think from a human element as well, that what should be the worst case for you to say that South Africa will get you as a rooted institution? We have done it. We have we've tried our best also to intervene in some of the issues as well on South Africa. I want this new management to understand CFO and many others who are new in the institution. I believe I'm speaking to experienced managers to know that if an institution has been wounded, there will be challenges. You will have challenges, you will have resistance, you will have gossiping is one of those that will always be there. And if you are going to take those issues as well, you are not going to build this institution. This is one of our important heritages in South Africa. But I can see what the family is going to start to reach other people, you know, start that kind of song. I'm trying to say that if you have seen how we react together. I mean, we try to be family. So if we are not bringing that that human element of forgiveness and kindness and all of that, you will still get resistance. I'm raising this because members here, we as I said, we get this better than everything. There was an element now that's coming up that there is no trust from management. There's the self-pledging as well. And I'm saying this particularly because I've raised it to you as well. To say that if you will start pledging people, you will start not trusting people, we are going to have a problem as a portfolio committee. You know, because those are some of the issues. Inside that, before you move people came involved, there was the exercising on the campus, 8 o'clock on the campus, 9. I'm just trying to give you a scope because I understand it better. That's why we took it as one of our priorities as well. Therefore, some didn't even know what they were doing. Some were attending for those committees here. They didn't know what to do. Some were sending them. And I must say here, on record, some of the members that we are trying to fetch are the same members who helped us today for you to be here. Because they will take to our board and say, Chairperson, remember what we called, we would rather be fired, but these are the challenges that we're facing. That's how we're able to get to the front of the issues as well. So I'm trying to say that if you want that trust, if you want that cohesion in the try not to put certain people. And then, as I said, I was once a public servant for a long time, you know? And I had experienced the most senior, as well, the you know, the youth Antonio. In politics, we call it faction. So I'm not sure in the working environment what you call it, denial of faction. So I don't think one would build factions in SAR at this point in time. You know, and I don't know how you solve it. Maybe those companies that you've appointed also are supposed to as well in that environment as well. I'm raising it this because I don't want any letters coming to my email. Because if we still get letters, I'll bring an example of Panther. Well, Panther used to get a lot of phone. You know, I would receive more letters than the post office. But because the CEO, acting CEO, is trying his best to correct the letters, I have no more letters. And I was asking, how did you do it? If you still get those of the data, you know. And some of the people, they don't do things that just to spite you. It's more than you to eat. You know, after I don't say, I wish you came before and see what was happening. We need to ask each other to understand what is happening. I even said in my three in one meeting, after you went to bed, because I don't know, if we start, I ain't going to let you go. If some of those issues, mentioned the issue of the advert. Maybe Mr. Kenneth can convince us why she wants to appoint a CEO now, because we are putting a letter as well to say, why not wait for the new board? But if then you can convince us otherwise, then if maybe in your letter you want to say, and I hope you are going to appoint your ex, you know, or whatever, well, kind of stuff on how you are, you know. So I'm raising that issue. And when you do changes, inform the communication. Where is communication? It is still you there. I'm not going to report to communicate changes, because they cause problems, you know. Because it would be an institutional arrangement. You know what, maybe you can think, we talk about that more broadly, like, hey, no, we don't understand that for the rest of our friend. She's not anything, I want to say it on the podium. She's not my friend, she's not our friend. But okay, during those hard times, she was one worker who was able to assist us. You know about the problem. We were relying on her on many issues, you know. Not to say that she was undermining the institution. No, nothing. So we used to rely on her even to get to the African board. There was no zero. You don't mind it. Oh, but you used to ask her questions. Then you can go back to our transport department. Because we got that confidence in her, junior as she was, to many of them. Even go to the sun, same thing, you know, end of the day, you know. So those are the people that we would rely on. Don't never get back anymore, don't never cause it anymore. So I just want to set the record clear that there is no favoritism here, you know. As I'm saying, people always think we favor, I'm sure I'm not, okay? The kind of those of Africans and I'm sure that I was announcing that I'm not sure anymore. I want to do something on that. It's fine. So, but I'll get those questions answered. Thank you.
I think I have to be very direct on some of the questions. The first one, when is the term of this council ending? The letter of appointment I have says 31st of July. But I have indicated to this parliament that we have an anomaly. We were not allowed to start, even though we had the letters in our hands, until December 2010. So all the work that we will have done, we will have done it in just over 2.5 years, instead of the mandatory 3 years that is reflected in the letters. That's the first thing. And we even pleaded with the department and this committee to say, next time, let people begin working when they get letters of appointment, not to wait for gala dinner and inauguration, which get postponed several times, because during that time, mischief occurs. One of the findings that you find here in the disclaimers occurred precisely at the time when we're waiting for an inauguration and induction. So it is very important that when looking forward, we deal with those issues. Yes, we are in a very sensitive phase of transition, which wouldn't need any gap and would need a proper handover to a new council. If that handover doesn't occur and another gap comes, Sarah will go back to a reset level zero. Precisely because of that. The second one, it was no secret that when we released Sibongile Fandame, we came to this parliament, we came to the minister to say, as part of the turnaround, it would be to appoint in a transparent process that can be tested anywhere, a CEO and the management, where we can all be proud that this is a person you don't ask questions, where does this one come from the heritage sector and so forth. That's why we said a person who would occupy that position would be a person with heritage or related expertise. And whenever we came here, the filling of positions, I was always clear that one of them was the CEO. We went ahead to advertise, not having any benefit of the letters that have since now come to say, let's stop the process. So if there is any query in future on the fruitless expenditure for having advertised, let it be understood that it was not our own making. I even personally went to the minister to say, in the next few weeks, we will be advertising, you know, for the CEO minister when we had a meeting of ministers. So everything was always above board. We are not married to the process because we do not have any person in mind that would say it's so and so, but we would still plead that the work that we've done in such a strenuous circumstances, we would need a professional and a high-rated leader in the heritage sector who is respected by the peers and no heritage. Because a heritage, unlike other things where you say you'll take a general manager, it cannot be an in-service training center because of the very sensitivity of the sector. Whoever comes in to do the appointments, we would still insist that that person should be the person who is appointed in a transparent process and also a professional in the sector. On the issue of the leases, we have always said that if anything, these leases are an indication of how corrupt apartheid system works to have this kind of rather, you know, extremely fraudulent system. And our plan is to reverse this process so that they spend. But again, a new council comes, they'll have to take a year to gather strength and understand issues because these are sensitive matters. So we're hoping that there'll be continuity so that some of the members who are already aware of what the issues are will be able to take the process forward, because most of the issues were unearthed. If you have a start-stop process, I do know, having sat in a number of councils or boards, that you can't take on such matters on the first day. You usually say, want to familiarize and so forth. So that's the issue. And then on the issue of why did we degenerate to this level, I wouldn't necessarily be pointing fingers, but we are compiling a comprehensive report for the handover. But among those, we are saying never allow a situation where there's a vacuum, no council, because there's no oversight. And secondly, we are saying, and I'll say this thing slowly, in some instances, some staff members use their relationships with the department to frustrate council. And it renders our oversight useless. It's one of the things that I'm sure the department and the portfolio committee will assist with for those who will come, because it's one very unique situation that we've seen at SARA, and it was even more pronounced in the past. And the previous CEO just put it very clearly that I will deal with the department instead of you, council, and that's where we ask for a meeting with the minister so that on the issues of this appointment of the CEO, we can make a determination. Otherwise, we are open to an advice, but the principle that the person appointed should be in a transparent process and should be a well-respected heritage person. That one, I think I will be able to raise it even when I've left. You know, the council should otherwise be the case. Thank you.
Members, we'll just have 15 more minutes and then I'm not sure. DG, before you give, I know your question to me. I think the question is given. I just want to make it clear. Maybe it's one of those issues I want to read something. Maybe I'm also looking to members of the board and members of that. That the function of the cultural community, we by legislation, other aspects of the board, even given to which that may investigate, monitor, and inquire into any recommendation made in any organization or any institution by or any other body, including national functions, staff, and policies, state organs, and institutions, whether it's staff or union, whatever. So I thought I should have to state this as well, because thank you, Mario. I always forget to talk about this, because it's possible sometimes to withdraw all things. So, with it, to ensure that this year the operation is correct.
So we needed those people to come and assist in those areas. The managers who have left the employee and those that were in customs has taken a resolution where they say in terms of irregular expenditure, we need to ensure that we collect whatever outstanding money for those that are in. CFO has written letters to all employees who are in the organization to ask them to give us reasons why they should not be charged. So I think they already have responded. So once we've got that, we'll take that back to customs to indicate those that we are collecting money from. And those that have got left, we can't get anything from them. The status of our issues, I think the chairperson has indicated that we have found an anomaly in the manner of our leases, and the deputy chair also raised it with regards to the one rent lease. The one rent lease that we're having were from the old minimum pattern. Now I think the challenge that Sarah had, those that have been renewed in 2006, they were renewed during Sarah's time. Now what the executives did there, they just followed the previous as it is. They didn't change the condition of the lease. In 2006, when they renewed the lease, it was still one rent contract. One rent per annum that was given to the person. And it comes that we are finding now, and that we are going to correct with regards to the question that was raised around the property practice. Tomorrow, we have already appointed the consultant who assisting us with the property strategy, and they are presented to council tomorrow so that council can make input. Already they have done work because they are being brought on board was to assist us one with the financial statement because it was required that they first do a audit of our places, and secondly then to tell us the value of these leases that we have. To also look at the contracts that we have and how, if we have to look at the economic value of these properties in the future, how we can deal with that. So tomorrow they will present it to council and council will make input and will take it forward. So it's not something that it is still coming, but already they are on board and they are giving us the income for tomorrow. With petrol surplus, the same thing. Sarah now not when the council renew their lease and give them a one rent lease for the year. How far are we with those that have received summons? I think Kobe will respond to that the ones that are summons. The 36 properties. What we are giving the members are houses that people are leasing. However, Sarah also owns properties where they are grazed. There are no people sitting there. Now, when we talk about our 36 properties that are in our books, they include grazed that are in our books. Why are we paying water where there is no one? Oh, why are we not putting meters? What we are doing now, we are paying municipality because the municipality has a bulk of all residents. Now it's difficult for us to say to a tenant, give us 10 bucks because we only have a meter. So what we are doing now, we are installing meters per household so that they can be able to pay rent back to her. The CFO will answer the CFO's the finance ones. The use of consultants doing what Sarah should be doing. I think to indicate to members that if Sarah had competent officials, we would not have had a claim. And because we really have a to bring all the things that we need. That's why we went the route of the consultant. However, with regards to what we needed them to do was also to transfer skills. So what they're doing now is not only coming and giving the access to the finding. They are taking have unions on what location. At the moment, SAR is busy with the organization development process. And the OG process is led by staff members. The reference group is led by staff members. They nominated two people per unit to be serving in the reference group. So that also includes the issue of relocation. But also maybe check to indicate that SAR didn't have a recognized union until last month. I just signed the recognition of my house, and the house is now fully fledged union. Before they didn't have a union that was organized. Mrs. Casey, can you answer the issues of that? Yeah. Thanks, Chair, Honorable Member. I'm going to start with the question on accounts that were derecognized. When we say derecognized, it's those that we have now removed from our general ledger, because if you could recall last year's disclaimer, we had a lot of issues under banking. We've got bank accounts that are assets in the general ledger. I just want to put it easy. You have, for instance, the war grave, the Blood River legacy, the Brown Court, open as separate bank accounts in the general ledger. But when you look at the actual bank, the bank account, we don't have a bank account. Now, when we submit our general ledger to the AG, we'll say we've got 30 bank accounts on the general ledger, but when you look at the bank, as in AXA, NetBank, the real bank, we don't have those accounts. So we needed to clean up this task by de-recognizing some of these banks that we call banks, to incorporate them into the existing bank account. And linking that to the investment policy, we've got quite a huge number of bank accounts that were also in question. Now, what we realized is that, one, we are not maximizing on getting the bank charges, better bank charges, or even investment opportunities of getting better interest. So the investment policy will enable us to begin to find solutions in terms of the funds that are funded through trust, donor funding. We've got quite a lot of public funding that we receive, where we will be able to say, for this particular amount, we can invest in this type of investment. The thing is, we need these amounts to be available regularly because they are linked to projects. So we need to understand the project that is linked so that we can be able to say 50 or 30 million that we have will be invested for 6 months or for 12 months. Unlike investing on a month-on-month basis where you are not trying to derive a better revenue. So the investment policy will be about that, to say how do we invest the money that we have to ensure that we get real returns out of the funds without compromising service delivery when the amounts are required. The other issue was on the irregular expenditure. We have cleared, we actually investigated the irregular expenditure resource from 2009. And all those cases where, for instance, under contract management, you'll find that we've got the ADT, we've got the PAPX, we've got all those contracts that that we are paying, but there is no actual document that says there's this service level agreement between us and the service provider. Now, services like ADT, it's not a service that you can terminate immediately. So what we have done in regards to those, we've gone back to the service provider to enter into a proper contract so that whatever payments that we are now making can be regulated through the contract. There are those that we have terminated where we've gone out now to source a new service provider. But those kinds of contracts, obviously, they are not valid. If you continue paying consistently with no written papers, they are not valid, I agree. In terms of reassessing the useful life of an asset, the draft state standards, for instance, draft 17, would require us to reassess the furniture that we have, or the computer, whatever assets that we use. Most of the assets were already depreciated to zero. Now, once your asset is depreciated to zero, but you are continuing to use that asset, it means that asset still has a value, it can still be used. So you revalue it again to give it a value in your asset register to continue using it. If the asset has already reached its useful life, we normally say it's obsolete, you dispose. But if you continue using it, you can't say it's obsolete, you can't say it's zero. Therefore, you need to revalue it. If I look at the furniture in this room, it's definitely old furniture, but we are continuing to use this furniture. So what Parliament will do is to, will be to revalue this furniture so that it's got another value, an amount in the assets register, because you are actually extending its useful life. That's what we mean by reassessing the useful life of an asset. Unlike just saying we depreciate over 10 years, after 10 years the asset register says zero, but yet we are still deriving value out of that asset. So that is basically the reassessment of the furniture. I think those were the three questions.
On the sums, we are in the process of sending the letters out of notification to the tenants. Some of the leases are not the occupants, so we have to trace where they are, so we send the letters to the right places. Thereafter, the court orders, the magistrate court orders, then within our control, we would like to conclude the process within the second quarter.
We just say to the issue in terms of what happened to the farm, that with regard to the farm, it has all those many houses in this big farm. So all these other houses are in that property, which is the farm, as we know the farm.
One of the panel, one of the senators, and one of the five. But I guess, members, I know you would be asked, I'm looking for time, but it's fine. If you are comfortable, but to say that we'll raise some of the things we already have to explain them, if we need a consolidated report, because you can't answer them as fast as possible. So it was one, it's great to one, but it's fine.
No, it's just one question, not a consensus. I want to find out from who is handling this tenant issue? Are you doing it internally or the land credit services or the national attorney?
We are handling it internally. Our legal advisor is also doing that collecting.
Gentlemen, I'm not sure if I missed the answer. I was asking in the beginning what's going to happen with some of these dwellings. For instance, you said the stress by cottages, eviction process started, renewed release, and some of the places that have been evicted. What's going to happen with that building? That's all I want to know. It's going to stand empty or what?
Can I say something? There is a property strategy that is being developed. Instead of the
Thank you, Chairperson. Around this, my question about the asset verification, the issue of this asset verification of Carpathan of the Act, whether it's the ANA that allows us to do that. Second, Chair, the law tells me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But if you look at the scottages, there's cottage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's no 7, there's now 8 and 9. Maybe you can answer on that one. Lastly, the University of Cape Town. If you look at the leases, November 2012, with the right to renew for another 25 years, I can take a number up again. Can this be clarified?
Is there any other question about this or is anything? Honorable Bengu, welcome to our meeting as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Responsible Management Act, the MFMA, it comes for all the municipalities.
When it comes to the PFMA, they come for all the departments, included the agency. So what makes it so difficult on all the things that we receive this year, that you cannot look to the host policy? If the if this entity don't have a property policy, it is not the PFMA who can cover us, because there's costing involved. There's costing involved. And the procedure, if a fund has been contracted to renew all the lease agreement, you must follow the procedure of the PFMA. It's clear, because there's cost involved. So why are we not handling all equal in this Africa? Because it's all equal. Why are we so busy? There's some old legislation cover up. And the Department of Public Goods have all sorts of policy when it comes to lease agreement. Why must we form new things? You must first look what we have and then add. That's why we give out so much money in consultants.
I think there are specific questions that are to be answered by Komi and on the property issues. And just broadly, again, I want to assure the members that the consultants we have a very limited time. They have not come to replace. We said the last one by end of August will have completed, because all what they were doing is to say, given the collapse that had occurred and the serious audit issues, how do we turn the situation around within the shortest space of time? Because remember, besides turning around, there are normal SARA work that, the normal SARA work that has to be done, like declaring sites, creating and so forth, which has to go on, whilst we're dealing with the turning around of a situation which has become so bad. The honorable member also said that on the CEO matter, maybe it was not the recruitment matter, was not clearly answered. We've indicated that we've always included the appointment of the CEO as part of the turnaround, and we've indicated that we're open to advice otherwise. And we've also indicated that anything short of getting a proper, transparent process to do the recruitment, because remember, the recruitment of the previous CEO had so many irregularities, and it was quite opaque, and we wouldn't want that under our watch to be repeated. So it is very clear that for us, we're just pleading for a transparent process. We did warn, the department that we're going to do the recruitment, but if factors have changed, since we're not married to that process, and since we're not carrying any friend or colleague under our arm to say we want to introduce the person to be a CEO, we are open to any advice otherwise. But the transition process, we are saying, given the sensitivity, should be as seamless as possible. If it is haphazard and we have the gaps that I've always decried, we will be back to square one. Thank you.
Can I maybe respond to the last question of the deputy chair with regards to why the policy? That the PFMA, even though it is clear with regards to properties, what we have as an entity, we need to know the value of the entities that we have. Now, for us to know the value of the entity, we need specialists in property to tell us as a country that this farm is worth 20 million or it's worth 10 million. Without that, we wouldn't know that. Now, as the chair was saying initially, because of the contract in place, where people have 99-year leases, 50-year leases, 45-year leases, Once we have the report from consultants, then we will engage specialists and lawyers to say how then do we change this. Because as well as time, they are not benefiting us as an entity.
Thank you, Chair. The quotation number 7 is occupied by the caretaker that is not rented out. This is the list of the properties that are rented out. The evictions, last year we took 4, and they were all successful. However, of the 4, one tenant was able to pay up and being sacked. So 3 people were evicted successfully. The current 7, this, we are in the initial stage of sending the notices. So when we were here in March, we were just at the beginning stages of the investigations. So these are the 7 that then we'll take before the magistrate court after sending the notices.
And I don't think we need that, you know, that's why I think we need to have a good idea.
Oh, sorry, I think what the HR position is very important. The person of the HR was here with us last time. The reason that position has not been filled is that she has recently left. And the other thing